Yes, with Suzanne Radford and Samineh Shaheen, cross-cultural psychologist, writer, author, regular contributor to the Khaleej Times, and generally good egg. And yes, today we welcomed back to the show, friend of the show, Ali Al-Saloom. It's a pleasure to have you here, Ali. Ali's here to take your questions this morning. If you want a little preview of the Eagles and to find out more, then you can go to eaglesdubai.com. Yes, or you can tweet Ask Ali, or you can tweet at Suzanne with your questions for Ali this morning. Now, lots of messages are coming in. Just to catch up on a couple of those, we're talking about the environment earlier. Ali is an environmental ambassador for the Environmental Agency of Abu Dhabi, and somebody's suggesting here to make everything out of desert sand with regards to construction. So there's an interesting idea. And also Gareth's asking about the green belt. It's a good question, actually, Gareth. He's saying, what's the expected impact of the green belt, and has there been any impact as yet due to the planting of all those trees?
Well, first, to explain what is the green belt is an initiative by our, again, beloved Sheikh Zayed, you know, God rest him in peace, when he basically wanted to actually plant so much of this greenery on most of the highways around in the UAE, and mainly in Abu Dhabi all the way to Dubai and to Al Ain. And I think, like anything else, you know, to bring the greenery into one area, it's bringing life, it's bringing hope, it's bringing birds, it's bringing animals around, and assuring that kind of sustainability in the region. But the green belt is, when you actually look at it, it's the benefits of it is a lot. It's, first of all, if we did not have these green belts back in the days, lots of the sand shifts will actually just be moving right away into the road before we had enough trees to actually build them on the edges of the road. The other thing is actually it brought whenever you have like an ecosystem, you need to have these butterflies, you need to have these ants, you need to have these kind of whatever, and then bring
insects, yeah,
and then bring the birds. So all of that has to come when there is green, where they can survive. Also to help I think it was more of a hope that this will actually become more of a natural process for that area, that the birds will come, will get some of this, the seeds, and then fly somewhere else and try. So it was a big thing. And today, I mean, yes, if we stopped watering any of this for about 2 weeks, in my opinion, I think we will really have an issue. We will have a big problem. But the thing is, because we had water and because we had the plan for it, you know, very clearly, I think the benefits of it is much better. It's much more than the negative impact of it. And you can see it, you know, how today a lot of the Abu Dhabi roads, and if you come to the bridges area in Dubai, you can see the dedication. Now, yes, you know, it is difficult. It's 50 degrees. My opinion, though, my personal view, if we just focus on the desert species of trees and those trees and flowers that actually may survive in a desert, which we already have, and start using them for decorations rather than bringing type of trees and flowers that are already
grown outside,
we probably will have much better results, because then we will not water a lot, which means we're not going to consume a lot of water. Yes, we're not going to have a very beautiful, you know, greenery kind of thing, but those beautiful trees in the middle of the desert and the flowers are actually also nice, but the fear is,
and they belong here, so
yes,
you're saying,
but
that
the fear
they're
is,
from the
yeah,
natural
but the fear
habitat.
Is their roots are very strong, and they could really impact a road, they could really destroy a pipe or something, and that's where the fear of why we're not using them a lot in our own major roads. But it's just, it's definitely, there's a great results out of it, I would say.
And also here, May's saying that totally agrees on the point with regards to Earth Hour, that yeah, people have to start somewhere, take the first step to make a difference, the impact we're each making, each of us individually, on our environment.
Yesterday a guy tweets and says to me, you know, it became a habit in my house now, this is the second year, all the children are actually afraid because it's too dark, so they're all sticking to their own grandmothers and mothers, and they're putting the candles. So they're like, you know, it's becoming like an event. Now they're saying how we can do this like every day, and how can we really, you know, do it like almost every week or so. And he's like so happy that at least he managed to be part of his own, to be along with his family in a nice environmental, initiative with his family. So it's good to see that these things are happening. But once again, I hope that everybody who enjoyed the Earth Hour yesterday to understand that these great initiatives is really to build up a habit in your own daily life, that you have to do that all the time.
A whole group of children have just appeared in the studio next door. So give them a big wave, Ali. Just turn around and say hello there. Hi. Oh. They're listening to us there in the adjoining studio. So it's nice to see.
Beautiful.
Really nice to see. Yes, exactly. So there's a school visit happening here.
Can anybody hear that?
No, it's soundproofed.
Can you hear us?
Lots of pictures are being taken. That's really nice. They can hear. Yeah, lots of thumbs up. Fantastic. There's a text, really nice text message here from Bassam. I lived 25 years in Germany.
We
can hear them screaming. Not so soundproofed as we thought. I lived 25 years in Germany and I came to Dubai almost 7 years back. My German wife and I miss the Arabic touch or providing our kids with some Arabic culture. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, Ali, regarding language, I hardly speak Arabic as Arabs prefer speaking English, thinking they are more modern, perhaps. That is almost a threat to the language, and I'm not speaking about religion. In Europe, we need to adapt to their habits. Why are we in the UAE too friendly with expats, allowing them to have everything just by trying to be a friendly host? There's a lot to be discussed. You're absolutely right, Bassam, and we were just talking there in the break, so let's pick up that conversation with regards to identity, as you were mentioning, Sammy, and what is not accepted across cultures. And then when you have all these different nationalities living in one place, where you start to see perhaps your culture compromised because of what is one rule in one or one way of living in one culture is very different to the ways of living in the Emirati culture. And what Bassam's saying here, almost that you've been too hospitable and too welcoming.
Yeah.
You've embraced too much other cultures and it's now compromising your own culture. What do you think about that?
I want to kind of shout and say I couldn't agree more. It's true. It's 100% true. But also, I don't like to cry out loud and just say, oh my goodness, this is a problem. I think what we should understand and should appreciate in the beginning is that we just need to continue to raise awareness. And we need to continue to reach out to many people. And these words that, what's his name?
Bassam.
Bassam have said, I hope that also my people can hear it and everybody to understand that the expat community in the UAE do respect and do appreciate that they are here in a Muslim country, in an Arabic country.
Not only appreciate,
absolutely,
they crave,
they
more
want to
contact,
learn about it. So now it's our own duty to bring all of that closer to them and to show them our own values and to share with them all of these things. Now what's happening is that there's a lot of things happening in the country. You know, now we're speaking about the Eagles, you know, coming to Dubai. So this is very like kind of fun and music and so on. At the same time, we have great products like the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque in the UAE. So we are really, I think two of a perfect model that a lot of people still did not live up to it in 100%. Like they don't want to hold the stick in the middle. There is a little bit of everything. If we can just use all of that the proper way, we will definitely have we will live in harmony. Now I think what's happening is that a lot of us, as Emiratis, we divide into two types. There is those who are completely against or a bit kind of still not able to let go of seeing some of the negative things. And I don't blame them because it is definitely not a good thing to see sometimes somebody who's not really dressed very well walking in the middle of the mall or so on. But again, we need to continue to raise awareness. And then the other ones, which is basically embracing all of these changes and accepting them. But there is a danger in there because the minute you accept too much of all of that or so, you start embrace it so quickly, it might influence you without you even knowing. And the next thing you see yourself not really even speaking Arabic very well anymore.
And your kids.
And your kids and how you're going to communicate with them. So it's a big challenge. We need to hold it in the middle.
What you were saying about identity, Suzanne. I mean, thank you, Bassam, for this text. But we also have to keep numbers in mind. We have to keep in the statistics,
absolutely,
of Emirati numbers in comparison to the expats. We have to also consider that the expats come from more than 90 different nationalities, 90 to 120. And so what is the common language that binds us? We can't be expected to operate in such a quick way that this modernization process has taken place if we wanted to bring expats, first teach them Arabic, get them proficient in the language of Arabic, and then conduct business. You know, we have to also look at the positives and the way that things happened during the inception of this great country. But again, I highlight what you said, Ali. It's about awareness. It's about now fixing things or letting things that have already happened take a different shape so that it suits Emiratis as well as it does expats. And again, I mentioned to you, not only from the expat community, but tourists who come here, they really want more Emiratiness. They crave it. They want to be part of it. They want to be more exposed to it.
The thing, absolutely, 100%. I mean, the thing I always tell people all the time is a message I even shared yesterday at the exhibition, and I said to them, a lot of us understand or go through culture understanding, and this is something that I even teach and so on. But to be honest with you, to say culture understanding only is not enough. There's no point of it at all if you don't do one major element in the middle there, and I'll tell you what it is. See, everybody wants to be understanding something so then they can show appreciation. So now you appreciate me and I appreciate you back. But why do we really show that very positively to each other? Is because we are both doing something very clearly, which is I accept you and you accept me. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of people, and I say this and I take responsibility for it. Those who are not showing any good signs of behaving, for example, dressing very modestly, speaking very politely, with all due respect, I have to say, they don't accept us. They don't accept the fact that they are in a Muslim nation, that they are in an Arab nation, that they are in a Khaliji country like the UAE. And you can see it very obviously. I always share this story. It's a true story. I have a friend who's been living in the country for 27 years. 27 years, all right? So have you both lived here for 27?
Longer.
Yeah. My goodness, amazing. So imagine, 27 years. Wouldn't you say that's good enough to make you at least, you know, show appreciation and love to the country?
Sure,
it is.
Absolutely.
So 27 years in the country. And then she looks at me and she says, Ali, you know, I love your country so much. And I'm like, wow, that's nice of you. Thank you. I mean, it's your country, of course. She's like, yeah, but there is only one thing. If we can just really change in the country, things will be just perfect. And I said, what it is? And she said, if only we can just convince and engage the woman to take the abaya off and to take the hijab, we will definitely, you know, have a much better country.
According to who?
And I said to her,
through whose lenses?
And then I said to her, how long you've been I mean, I wish that way. I mean, I said to her, how long you've been here? She's like, 27. I'm like, 27 years, you've been battling this thought and you still didn't understand or accept why some of our own women, you know, put the hijab and wear the abaya. Then the problem is in that person, not in the region or the people living here. And this is an invitation for everybody, for the Emiratis first, for those who are listening who are Emiratis, and for the expat community. If we don't accept each other, then we will never show appreciation to each other. If every single Arab thinks that all expats, they go to clubs, and every single expat thinks that all Arabs are not punctual and they are not really, then we will never ever come across that we appreciate each other. I represent myself. I like to be always someone who shows a positive and good image of my own faith, Islam, and my ethnicity as an Arab. I'm from the UAE. And every single person should also do the same if we just accept each other.